This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, January 4th. It appears the new year starts with a sell-off in the grain market with both corn and soy. Here's Virginia McGathy with more from the floor of the CME.
Wheat, on the other hand, because of the world wheat glut that we've got right now, there has been a decrease in acreage for planting for the springtime, which actually is going to be the smallest in absolute decades. That news definitely added a little bit of a boost to the wheat market, but that right now here as we're getting towards the close, the wheat is now flat. So it hasn't quite been able to keep the buoyancy up, but we're well above the $4 mark, and so it's still looking pretty good. But we got off to a pretty decent start to 2017. We expect there's going to be a lot more volatility. There's so many moving parts in the market, it should make everything interesting.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 2 3/4 at 431 3/4. May corn ended the day up 4 at 368. Portland prices for soft winter wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day down 1.5, ranging from 441.5 to 456. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for March were up 1.5, ranging from 504 to 514. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for March were down 0.5, ranging from 642.5 to 662.5. Live cattle were down 52.5 cents at 103.75. March feeder cattle were down 7.5 cents at 124.87.5. January class 3 milk was up 17 cents at 1713.
Thanks for tuning into the Market Line report. This is Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.